This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Ballot instructions to voters in Gallatin County planning to return their absentee ballots by mail for the June 7th primary is that they must pay postage. But if a voter does not put a stamp on their ballot, it will still be returned to the county, and the county will cover the cost. The cost of return postage for an absentee ballot can be found on the instruction packet, and it's about 58 cents, the cost of a first-class stamp. People can also deliver their own absentee ballots in person to the election office in the Gallatin County Courthouse by 8 p.m. on Election Day. Whether a voter has to pay for return postage depends on the county. For the June 7th primary election, Gallatin County opted not to prepay postage. Madison and Park counties also charge postage to voters. Missoula County covers postage. Montana's state school superintendent, Elsie Arntzen, illegally drove by a school bus with its stop arm fully extended. Interim Helena Police Chief Brett Petty said the incident is still under investigation and no citations have been issued. According to a report filed with the Helena Police Department, the bus driver reported that he was loading children onto the bus in Helena at 7:37 a.m. May 19th when a red Chevrolet Colorado drove by. The bus driver reported that Arntzen was the driver of the truck. Per Montana law, a driver approaching a school bus that has engaged its red flashing lights must stop at least 30 feet away. Anyone found in violation of the law can be fined up to $500. Arntzen acknowledged that she drives a red pickup and lives in the area, but has no recollection of the incident. A candidate's failure to file a campaign finance report has ended the Republican candidate's bid for a seat in the Montana House of Representatives. Neil Ganser filed to run for House District 66 in early March. Ganser said that his first financial filing, due March 22nd to the Montana Commissioner of Political Practices, was not certified and signed properly in the state agency's systems by the deadline. That issue ended his candidacy. Ganser, who previously ran for a different seat in 2016, said that the website was having system issues during the weekend he submitted his financial report. He said that when the office saw his incomplete report, they reached out to correct it. Jeff Mangan, the commissioner of political practices, said that he emailed Ganser and left a detailed message with him on how to get his report on track, but Ganser failed to file. That means that Eric Matthews, a Democrat, is the lone candidate for the district unless the Gallatin County Republican Central Committee nominates a replacement for Ganser. The committee can do so up to 76 days before the general election. 159 years ago in Montana history, gold was discovered in Alder Gulch. On May 26, 1863, six men discovered gold along a stream fringed with alder trees, roughly 50 miles west of Big Sky, Montana. With their gold strike, Barney Hughes, Thomas Cover, Henry Rogers, William Fairweather, Henry Edgar, and Bill Sweeney prompted 200 more miners to come to the area, and within weeks, Alder Gulch became a well-known gold mining site. At its height, 30,000 gold prospectors were established there, and a makeshift road connected the numerous mining settlements, prompting the name the 14-Mile City. The hills nearby also yielded gold and made Bannock, Virginia City, and Butte rich with mining and precious metal extraction. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.